007 reporting for duty.
If I'm doing a fake movie, it's going to be a fake hit.
Smoke and mirrors, guys. Welcome to the movie factory.
How dare I? How dare you?
Okay, you seem normal.
It doesn't matter what I feel.
I'm Commander in Chief.
What if someone really good made a horror picture?
Happy Hunger Games.
That's as good as it's going to get. And it won't ever get that good again.
The movie news.
You stay classy, San Diego.
With Garrett Daly.
Well, Garrett, we are starting with talking about trailers, of course, with Star Wars yesterday.
It's been all about the trailers this week.
Yeah.
I mean, it was so funny when you mentioned Star Wars there, and Jurassic World was kind of funny because it had a teaser trailer for a teaser trailer. It was like, oh God, here we go. Loads of them. But Jurassic World was out as well. A lot of people interested in that one, taking a look at it, seeing what they're doing with the next installment. Star Wars, of course, the noise that's taken over the digital platforms with that. So it's been very busy. But the one I decided to pick out, because people might miss it, is from Atonement director Joe Wright, who is tackling Peter Pan.
That's right.
Yeah. So we might miss this one in the week that was.
Well,
and Pan is the name of the movie, and the cast: Hugh Jackman, Rooney Mara, Garrett Hedlund, and newcomer Levi Miller as the young Peter. And the movie's all about the boy who, of course, never grew up, but this is like the prequel to that. It's the story beforehand. And take a look at the trailer, because it's quite theatrical and stagey and feel. There's a certain earthiness to it as well. It opens next July, but
I'll definitely check that out.
Interested in having a look at that to see.
Excellent.
Hugh Jackman looks good in it.
Okay, I will check that out. Thank you very much. Now, Wonder Woman, what's the latest?
Yeah, it's been rumoured for a while, but Michelle McLaren has now signed on to develop and direct the project for Warner Brothers, which is currently sort of targeting a 2017 release. She's going to work on the project with unnamed writers as of yet, and the standalone film will have its star Gal Gadot, who's reprising the role from its first on-screen outing, which we've not seen yet, because that's going to be in Zack Snyder's Batman versus Superman
Dawn of Justice,
which opens in 2016. McLaren is best known for her work as executive producer and a director on a number of episodes of AMC's Breaking Bad. She also took the helm of some well-regarded episodes of The Walking Dead and HBO's Game of Thrones.
That's an impressive CV, isn't it?
A very impressive CV in terms of strong television, and Snyder is going to be producing the project as well.
Okay, so that is Wonder Woman. Now, I'm excited about this. Mr. Bond.
Oh yeah, Mr. Bond.
Go on.
Let's see you now. Well, news came out a couple of weeks ago that Christoph Waltz was rumoured to be going to be playing a villain in the movie.
Yes.
That looks like it's been sort of confirmed, or they're going to be holding a press conference shortly about that. I think the rumour has sort of started now about what character he's going to be playing in the movie. Everyone is sort of jumping to conclusions that it's going to be Blofeld. Now, there was an issue over this character because there was a long-running legal dispute about the character's rights.
Okay.
So, in the recent movies, there hasn't been any possibility of the character appearing because of this. But the dispute was finally settled around this time last year. Hence now the kind of rumours that are suggesting he could be playing the character. However, they're saying that they're going to be announcing he's playing a character called Franz Oberhauser, the son of the late Hans Oberhauser, who was Bond's ski instructor and something of a surrogate father figure for James Bond. Now, some people are saying they're saying that just to throw people off and get them off the scent. Who knows?
But sounds like a Christoph Waltz part anyway, doesn't it?
Yeah, and like he's a great actor to have
he's
on board.
Super.
They've also announced that they're going to be filming quite a lot of the movie in Rome as well.
Oh, nice.
And that they're going to be doing a lot of the key action sequences on the streets in Rome. Of course, production begins at the home of Bond, which is Pinewood Studios. I was there earlier this year, and it's exciting to look across to the 007 soundstage. It's a huge soundstage. Star Wars has been there, and of course
anyone who's there
they're going to move in, and they're going to shoot probably for a long time, as Bond movies do. But Morocco is also mentioned as a location as well.
Excellent. I like the idea
Mendes,
of Christoph Waltz
at the helm again, and
Daniel Craig. Javier Bardem in Skyfall.
I thought it was absolutely super, and that's going to be a tough act to follow in terms of keeping that momentum.
It was
going,
very good. But of course we'll have a new M, won't we, because Ralph Fiennes took over, so
it's a bit of a dream team there.
Forward
to that it. The script can live up to
it's
it as
sounding
well.
Sounding good. Okay, a big TV project for Reese Witherspoon and Nicole Kidman.
Yeah, and this is kind of funny because they're about to shop it about. They haven't got anybody, when I say anybody, they haven't got a network yet interested, but I would imagine they're going to be lining up with that type of cast, you know, the likes of HBO, Netflix, Hulu, Amazon, because they have signed on to direct this, but they've also, to star in it, but they've also developed it because it's based on a book called Big Little Lies. And the novel centres on three mothers whose seemingly perfect lives unravel to a murder mystery that takes place during a disastrous parents' night at an elementary school fundraiser. It was a very successful novel. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Kidman and Witherspoon are basically very prolific in this field because, you know, Gone Girl was actually from Reese Witherspoon's production company.
That's right,
she was involved with that. She's also involved with the movie Wild, which she's starring in as well. Nicole Kidman herself, she's developing quite a lot of projects through Blossom Films, which is her production company. Mm. They've got The Silent Wife, based on the bestseller Reconstructing Amelia. That's taking place at HBO. They've also got a biography of singer Dusty Springfield in the works as well.
Interesting.
Any thoughts on casting there? Mm. So that's Nicole Kidman. But they've got David E. Kelly involved in writing the script for this one, involved as a showrunner, really, on CBS's programme The Crazy Ones, which starred Robin Williams and Sarah Michelle Gellar. So
we'll
a lot of people
that,
involved
yeah.
in this project, and we'll see it emerging
Excellent.
With a network soon, I'm
All
sure.
All right. You have some casting news for us?
Yes, Sam Trammell has joined Naomi Watts, Ella Fanning and Susan Sarandon in a transgender drama called Three Generations. This is a story that centres on a New York teen played by Fanning, which is Ray, who decides to transition from female to male and the impact of her decision on her single mother, played by Naomi Watts, and her grandmother, Sarandon. And Tate Donovan also stars in the movie as well. And Trammell's going to play the younger brother of Donovan's character. He's a more free-spirited of the siblings and works in construction. He recently, of course, appeared in The Fault in Our Stars,
That's
which
right,
was a very
yes.
successful sort of tearjerker. And he's got a number of projects lined up. People will know him as Sam from HBO's True Blood as well, and the projects he's in is an Amazon pilot, and he's also in a psychological drama called White Rabbit, which
okay.
is on the way as
so
well.
He's a busy man. All right, we'll keep an eye on that one. Now, Blade Non-Runner.
Yeah, Blade Non-Runner. The thing is, the project is happening. This is the sequel to the 1982. We can definitely call it a sci-fi classic, which is
yes.
Blade Runner. Ridley Scott, of course, directed that, and he has now hinted, in fact, he's revealed to Variety that he's no longer targeting the director's chair for the sequel. Which is probably a huge disappointment to people because so much of the skill that went into it came from Scott in terms of its visual style and its presence on screen. Of course, it's based on Philip K. Dick's novel Do Androids Dream of Electric Sheep? The film was nominated for two Academy Awards, Best Visual Effects and Best Art Direction. But you see, Scott himself is very busy. He's got Exodus Gods and Kings coming out in theatres in the States in December. He's got another project on track for release next year called The Martian. So he's very
busy. Yep.
But he's going to executive produce the project and be behind it. And I think Harrison Ford looks like he's going to return in the role as well as Rick Deckard. But a disappointing one that he's not going to be there.
Now, some Irish film news for us from Dingle.
Yes, this is the Dingle International Film Festival. They've announced their fifth Fichín, a call to filmmakers to submit a short film proposal in the Irish language. The competition has been a wonderful success over the past few years, giving a unique opportunity to write a short script in the Irish language, and you get a chance to enter this, win some cash prizes and some film equipment hire as well, which will mean that you can probably go on to make the film. Their application details are available on dinglefilmfestival.com, and the submission is open till the 9th of January.
9th of January, that's Fichín at the Dingle Film Festival. Very good. Let's come to our new releases this weekend. Horrible Bosses 2, first
Horrible
up.
Horrible Bosses 2. Did people want this sequel? It's
I
hard
think
to know.
I they did. It's kind of, particularly, but I think it's popular enough.
It is popular. Dale, Kurt and Nick decide to start their own business, but things don't go as planned because of a slick investor prompting the trio to pull off a harebrained and misguided kidnapping scheme. Jason Bateman, Charlie Day, Jennifer Aniston, all in the
Some
movie
good comic
as well.
Acting, no doubt about
yes,
it. Yes,
so that's Horrible Bosses 2. Now, we've got two documentaries to mention. The first one is I Am Ali. This is unprecedented access to Muhammad Ali's personal archive of audio journals. Of course, we've had a number of documentaries down through the years, you know, some focusing on events like the Rumble in the Jungle and stuff, but this is a particular type of one. The other documentary is The Possibilities Are Endless. This is Edwin Collins, the musician, and he's looking at all things in terms of the experience of writing words and writing, and it's a kind of a bit of an out there documentary. Yeah. But if you're into your music and Edwin Collins, then that's a documentary to check out. Okay, we've also got Stations of the Cross. This is Maria, who's a devout 14-year-old Roman Catholic who goes through all 14 Stations of the Cross in an attempt to become a saint. And curiously, with this film, they do so many of the sequences in it, scenes, all in one shot. So it's a series of very long shots with the action happening in it. Okay, and then our final movie... Well, you know.
Anytime I say this to anyone, everyone just goes, "Aww."
That's kind of what it is with it. And it's, but the trailer, you know, is very attractive to kids, and I think the movie will do well.
We're talking about Paddington, of course.
We're talking about Paddington. It's got a good cast. Hugh Bonneville, Sally Hawkins, Julie Walters, Nicole Kidman, all in the movie. Here's a wee clip from it.
Can't you sleep? Me neither.
I do wish we could have found the Explorer.
I know, Paddington. But I've been looking everywhere and I still can't find any mention of an English expedition to Peru.
But there really was an explorer, Mrs. Brown. He gave my uncle this hat.
What, that was the explorer's hat?
Mm-hmm. Why?
I've got a friend who runs an antique shop in the Portobello Road. He knows all about old things like your hat.
Oh.
It's just possible he could help us find your explorer.
Well, that would be wonderful. But didn't Mr. Brown say...
Don't you worry about Mr. Brown. As far as he's concerned, we're going to the authorities. But I'm not standing by while there's a chance of finding your proper home.
Aww.
I know. Sounds nice, doesn't it?
That is Paddington. That was a Sally Hawkins in that clip. And the voice of Paddington is Ben Whishaw, who, speaking of Bond, he's the new Q in Bond,
right?
So, yeah.
That'll be a big one over the next few days.
Yeah. Okay. Now, your TV movie recommendation. We're going to tomorrow night.
Yes, we're going to tomorrow night. Something completely different. Epic movie. You know, Oscar winner, multiple Oscar winner. This is Schindler's List with Liam Neeson playing Oscar Schindler. What a performance.
Yeah, he was
what
super enough,
absolutely
he?
Amazing performance. The cinematography from Janusz Kaminski is amazing in the film as well, and it's a hard watch.
Ralph Fiennes extraordinary in it,
amazing in it. It's on at 9 o'clock on RT2. That's a good time, I suppose, to watch it because it's a long movie. It's 3 hours, so you know, if you settle in to watch it, you can transport yourself back to the harrowing stories of Poland during World War II.
Okay.
And the tale that is Oscar Schindler. So Steven Spielberg, of course, directs.
That's Schindler's List. Okay, 9 o'clock tomorrow night, RT2. Gareth, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.